This fall, a record number of so-called English language learners, or ELLs, are attending school in the U.S. That's about 5 million students. And in Philadelphia, where nearly 13,000 ELLs are enrolled in public schools, district officials are trying to meet the growing demand for more programs and better services. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
In a cramped, windowless room on the first floor of Philadelphia's massive school district office building, 16-year-old Rosario Maribel Mendoza Lemus sits in a corner, nervously rubbing her sweaty palms on her jeans.
Okay, here we go. We're going to begin the test.
Un examen.
Okay.
In front of her, a three-ring binder with the English test she'll have to take before she's assigned to a school. A counselor hovers, pointing to a drawing of a book.
Do you know what this is in English? No?
No.
How about this? En español?
Rosario arrived in Philadelphia this summer to join her mother and father. Her schooling back in Honduras was sporadic. She got no further than sixth grade, which means she'll have to attend the district's newcomer academy, which is really the only option for teenagers who don't speak a word of English. By mid-morning, this intake center has registered several more children.
No, yo vengo por registrar a las niñas para la escuela.
Parents seem anxious, though, because they know that most schools in Philadelphia do not offer the full array of programs and services that ELLs need. Southwark, in South Philadelphia, is an exception. Today, parents are picking up paperwork, mingling with teachers, and trying to see Andrew Lukoff, the principal.
We're getting to the point of being overcrowded, so we have a lot of families that want to come here because of the instruction and the services that we provide for our immigrant and refugee families.
Lukoff says nearly half of his 700 students this year speak a language other than English at home.
We've had some students here that were in refugee camps that did not have access to any kind of schooling and never have been taught how to read or write, and it's a challenge.
Southwark's ELL students come from China, Vietnam, Burma, Nepal, Cambodia, Indonesia, and Latin America. The absolute focus here is on reading. Shelly Rudderman teaches English K through 8.
First of all, the students are grouped according to language proficiency. So if a child is 12 years old and is reading at a second grade reading level, then the teacher will instruct at that level so that the child can comprehend.
That doesn't mean a 12-year-old sits with second graders. Instead, she's pulled out of her sixth or seventh grade classroom for up to 2 hours of intense English instruction, vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation. Another option is known as sheltered instruction.
Last year, I had 9 different languages in my classroom.
Dina Palermo's job is to get ELLs to learn English as quickly as possible without having them fall behind in other subjects.
Instead of having the students being pulled out, taken out of the classroom, I provide all of the lessons to them, whether it's math, science, English, social studies.
Palermo says it wasn't always this way.
When I first started with the district, the ELLs were like lost children. The teachers really didn't have any idea of what to do with them. There was no real communications. Parents had no idea, and there wasn't that trust there.
Back in the late 1980s, the failure rate among non-English speakers was so high, parents and local community activists sued to force the school district to come up with better programs. Lydia Lemus, a researcher with the school district, says by then the sink or swim approach had been largely discredited.
The sink or swim approach works for some people, but it's not supported by research. What the research shows is like the bilingual program shows better achievement for the students.
The key in teaching ELL, says Lemus, is simple. If you build on the child's native language rather than discourage it, the transition to English fluency is easier. Parents love it because it gives their children the option of keeping their first language. Principal Andrew Lukoff says this has helped Southwark build a lot of support for ELLs, who are no longer stigmatized or seen as deficient, but as students who can and do succeed. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.